Rebel Yell Podcast, one more time on the road to Hershey on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. It's a lonely road to Hershey as far as the WPIAL is concerned. The talented Riley Calliquet from Upper St. Clair once again is kind enough to join us. Riley, where have all the teams gone? We're looking around, so much hope coming into this state tournament. With so many really good teams, history tells us the WPIL girls have done well on the state stage. And yet, as we get ready for the championships, only the Blackhawk Cougars returning to Hershey are still alive. I mean, I know there's good basketball in District 10 and District 6 and 9 and even 3, but a little bit stunning, to be honest.
I was really surprised to see a lot of these teams go down, especially in the lower classifications, to be, I guess, specific. I mean, Union was one that was really...
Right.
I was just shocked. I mean, they're a team that I expected to see in the championship and likely winning it. They had I wouldn't say easy win last year, but they won by a decent margin to the point where they had enough momentum.
Almost everyone back too.
Yeah, and I think they only graduated one or two. Like, they have pretty much the same team back. They have the same confidence. Like, most of these other teams can't change that much. So I was expecting to see them make it a lot farther than what they did. But, yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised to see Blackhawks still in it. They're one of the teams that I knew that if they get over that first little hump, they'll make it past a lot. So I'm not surprised to see them in the championship. And I think they have a great chance at winning. But the rest of the teams I'm surprised about.
Let's start with Blackhawk in Class 4A. They are one win away now from their fifth state championship. They went back-to-back in 1999-2000. They also won back-to-back 2014 and 2015. They're going back-to-back. They like to load up and do things in pairs when it comes to the state championship game. Last year, of course, they came up short in losing in the state title game. Union won, South Fayette and Blackhawk lost, but Blackhawk gets back. They beat Wyomissing, undefeated Spartan squad, 47-31. Aubrey Hupp, who's really taken her game to the next level. She was our girls basketball player of the week last week. She had 22 points. Alina. Alina Fusetti had 11 for the Cougars as they knock off Wyomissing 47-31. Relatively close going into the fourth quarter, and that's where the Cougars outscored Wyomissing 18-8. They only allowed the Spartans to score 13 points in the second half. I think the big story with them, besides the great play by Aubrey Hupp, and Elena Fusetti, has been their defense. Their defense has been lights out this entire postseason.
Absolutely. And I think that's something that helps them a lot is the fact that they're all like in phenomenal shape to the point where they can not necessarily press, but pressure the ball for the full 32 minutes. They don't need breaks. Like, I know there's teams that they go hard for long periods of time, but then they take a half a quarter off, and that definitely sets them back. And I think that Blackhawk is such a, I wouldn't even necessarily call them a defensive focused team, but every single one of their girls can play defense, and there could be mismatch, and it's not going to cause an issue. And I think that that's something that helps them towards the end of the game because a lot of teams do lack that.
Yeah, and there aren't a whole lot of teams that can go full boat with pressure defense all the way. You need a little depth, and the stamina that you mentioned has got to be there as well. So Blackhawk returns to Hershey. The Giant Center, the championship game is Saturday at noon, where they will be playing Scranton Prep. Scranton Prep in the semifinals beat Universal Audenried of Philadelphia 83-50, so a 33-point victory for Scranton Prep. That doesn't happen often in the semifinals.
That's semifinals of states. That's wow. Well, I mean, Blackhawks coming from a strong back on their end as well. So just because of that point differential, that doesn't mean anything.
Yep. All right. So one team, Blackhawk, the only team. It's the first time in the sixth classification era that the WPIL is only sending one girls team. The last time it happened was 2016. That was back when Riley was in kindergarten, when there was only four classifications. North Catholic was the only team that made it to the PIAA finals from the WPIL back in 2016. Two teams from the district reached the state semifinals, but lost. One of them was McKeesport. Their remarkable season came to an end against District 10 Cathedral Prep, 35-20. Defense was king. The Tigers shut out in the second quarter, did not score a single point. They were down 16-6 at halftime. Ooh, that if you're an offensive purist, that game set you back about 50 years. But Cathedral Prep gets it done, winning 35-20. Obviously, Tigers was scoring 20 points, didn't have anybody in double-figure scoring. Rachel Manfredo concluded her great scholastic career. She had 6 points. Brooke Evans had 6 points. When you, all things considered, and this was a very talented McKeesport team that went far, I think, state quarterfinals last year, WPL semifinals a year ago, a lot of wins, a lot of players back. So there were high expectations. But all things considered, especially with that coaching change in the middle of the season, that big distraction that really wasn't, and that's a credit to the players, pretty strong season for the Tigers.
Absolutely. I think, and especially going back to the fact that they literally switched coaches in the middle of the year, I think that I mean, it's an adjustment, but the way that they smoothly handled it, they didn't show it at all. I don't think in any way in their offense or defense. I think they all blended it back together. Even if some things were changed, I mean, obviously we don't know the insides of that, but if they changed things, it didn't look like it. And if they kept things the same, then they were doing it well. Obviously it's surprising to see them end their season here, but especially with that point differential. But I do think that with the back season that they had, regular season and postseason, they had a great year, and it's something that they should be proud of as a whole. And to the girls graduating, they should be proud of themselves as well for winning their team together.
It's unfortunate you have this success, which the seniors did, but they won't have any gold to show for it. That's kind of disappointing. But they, when they look back 5, 10, 20 years from now, they could be very proud of how they raised this program to great heights during Absolutely. Their tenure there. Prep will now play Archbishop Wood from District 12. They were 53-30 winners over Bethlehem Catholic in the semifinals. That girls 5A championship game is Saturday at 6 p.m. The only other team from the WPL to reach the semifinals was Greensburg Central Catholic. They went up against another District 10 power in Kennedy Catholic, and a rough second quarter for the Centurions did them in. They were outscored 20-8 in that second quarter, and Kennedy Catholic took control. They win, the Golden Eagles do, 61-45. Maya Morgan wrapped up a strong postseason. She had 14 points. Jayla Peterson with 12. Erica Gribble with 11 points as GCC's season comes to an end.
I'm going to be completely honest. That was a win or a loss that I was expecting them to win, just because I've played Kennedy Catholic before in preseason tournaments. And don't get me wrong, they're a good team. They deserve to make it to the semis on their end of the bracket. But just playing both of them and knowing some of the personnel, I was really expecting Greensburg Central Catholic to pull through with that. But I mean, that it's not a loss that they should be hanging their heads over, especially because Kennedy Catholic has been a great program for such a long time. It's kind of hard to run over teams with great names in those long-term games, just because they're known to be good teams. They have that confidence. They have that record of being good, which is kind of hard to overshadow. But I think that is a loss that's surprising, but they shouldn't be upset over it.
It will be District 10 versus District 6, two teams from the West, in the state championship game. Marion Center, who was on the eastern side of the bracket, the District 6 champs, they beat Minersville 60-47. So that 2A title game, Kennedy Catholic and Marion Center, is scheduled for Thursday. The first game of the championships, Thursday at noon at the Giant Center. The other matchups, 3A, it'll be Westmont Hilltop against Lancaster Catholic. The Hilltoppers, the District 6 champions, rolled over Mercyhurst Prep. How about this score? 46-16 in the state semifinals. There's either some lights out defense being played here late in the state playoffs, or some awful shooting.
I don't want to be mean, but like, how does that happen?
I don't know.
You're in the state playoffs, the semifinals.
Yep, 46-16.
I'm hoping they were missing a player.
And that could be possible, but still, I mean, you got to get more than 16 points.
16? Yeah, you got to break 20. You got to crack 20.
The Hilltoppers going up against Lancaster Catholic, they beat Loyal Sauk Township 53-43. That 3A championship game is going to be at 6 o'clock on Thursday. The other championships, not involving WPIL teams, will be the Class A championship game. Bishop Guilfoyle will be taking on Mountain View. Bishop Guilfoyle from District 6, so pretty good postseason for the gals just east of the WPIL in District 6. Bishop Guilfoyle beat Williamsburg 51-45. That was an all-District 6 championship game. Or semifinal game. Mountain View 46, Greenwood 23. So Bishop Guilfoyle against Mountain View, championship game Friday at noon. And finally, Class 6A, it will be Springford from District 3, but they were in the western side of the bracket. They defeated Garnet Valley 61-42. They will be taking on Cardinal O'Hara, a 51-32 winner over Parkland in the 6A championship game, which is Friday night at 6 o'clock. Cardinal O'Hara, let me just check here. Yes, they were the runners-up in District 12, but they are headed to play for a state championship against Springford. You know, and did you guys play Springford at all in the last couple of years?
No, I know that they, did they play Peters? Is that who they played?
Yes.
Because I saw that game. I mean, they were down to Peters by 10 and they came back. So they're a good team. I feel like they're another one of the teams that's probably like better in end of the game type situations. Like they almost thrive on that pressure of like, oh crap, like we got to score.
So how has this been? You've done a tremendous job. Riley may be joining us again one more time. But as far as, you know, her lending her expertise during the WPIL and state playoffs, this is it. You've done a wonderful job. Was it easy? Was it tough talking about all these games, going out and seeing games when knowing that, golly, if not for this knee injury, we could be still playing?
I mean, it was definitely something that was hard to adjust to just because I knew how good our team was this year. But it just kind of makes me more excited for next year because I know how good we'll be. And it's just something that I'm really looking forward to. I mean, it definitely was hard, especially for like the first couple weeks of like just getting even back in like just regular WPIL play and not necessarily state play. Like going to, I don't know, the Lebo CV game, like, just knowing that those are teams that are in our section, they're in our class, like we should be playing them, and we weren't. It kind of sucked, but overall, it was something I kind of got used to, and just it was nice to just stay involved and be a part of it.
Well, you did a wonderful job.
Well, thank you.
Give proper kudos to the job that Riley has done. Before I let you go, do you recognize this person? Now, we asked a couple. Did I do this last week? I don't even remember.
Oh, man.
I did this to a couple of our players of the week.
You're making me nervous.
One didn't know. What's that?
You're making me nervous. I don't know what you're going to ask me. I feel like it's going to be a picture of me when I was.
No, it's going to be a picture of me. You know who that person
Woody.
Is? Woody. See that?
Yeah.
Howdy.
All right. You scared me. I really thought you were going to show
there was,
a picture
what,
of me
there
when
was
I was
one
younger.
Person who had no idea who it was. And then another person, we sort of gave a hint or two and they finally got it. But man, you nailed it right away.
I love Toy Story. I love that stuff. That was what I used to watch when I was little. That and Mickey Mouse. I love Mickey.
Have a safe trip. I know you're going on vacation again.
Hopefully
we can you'll join me as a co-host next week. We'll see.
I'm absolutely open to it.
All right, Riley, thank you.
Thank you.
And we both wish the Blackhawk Cougars the best of luck as they try to bring home state gold.
Bring home a Whippy win.
That's right. You're the only one. You're the only one waving the WPL flag. Well, there's four boys teams, so that's one.
Bring home a Whippy girls win.
Okay, very good. We thank our producer, Chris Lackner. For Riley Calique, I'm Don Rebel. Thank you for joining us. Final stop on the road to Hershey on the Rebel Yell podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network.